Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Lena. Talk to me. It's Sunday night, 6 as usual. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. We got a few announcements, and we're going to have a wonderful show today. Of course, we were supposed to have musicians on, a singer, rapper, and also a jazz artist, but all three are out on tour right now, y'all, so we will do that another Sunday where I'll be able to ask some questions and let you know they're up and coming. Well, the jazz artist has been around for quite a while. You'll know him, but I'll let that be a surprise. So anyway, moving on, of course, as always, my co-host Bernice, and we're going to give a shout-out, y'all.
Hey!
Bernice's birthday is Saturday, so happy birthday, Bernice!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Right on. Okay, and also the sheriff, our producer and switchboard operator, a.k.a. Shabini.
Hey, Shabini.
We all in the house this Sunday and doing marvelous. And like I said, I hope everyone had a good weekend. And some other good news, today is the last day of Mercury retrograde. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Tomorrow we'll start. Everything will be turning back around, going straight again. And you should see some really beneficial changes for the next 3 weeks in September. Communication is going to get better. If you had car problems, it'll get better. Computer difficulties, that will turn around, that those problems will be solved. Finances will even improve. Some of you might get a few surprises. So,
I hope I get a couple of surprises. Yeah, you know,
you ain't by yourself, sister.
Fill up my pocketbook for a little bit, you know.
I know that's right. Say that then. Okay, well, I'm going to turn the switchboard over to the sheriff, while I read a little bit, Bernice and I, as always, we start the program with entertainment news. So here we go.
Okay. Well, I found in the news today that Jamie Foxx is returning to TV as the executive producer of The Jamie Foxx Project. The show will debut next fall, and he says it will be a sketch comedy show along the lines of In Living Color, and the show that gave him his big break. Love that show, In Living Color.
Yes,
you know,
it was
a funny show. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, anything that Jamie Foxx does is going to be funny, but he's cool. I like
yes,
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
yes.
I got great respect.
Love his music. Yeah. Love his, ooh. Oh, the man is just a hit. That's
yes,
all there is,
is
to it.
Yes,
he's a hit.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, and other things in the news today, Jennifer Lopez has the official word out that she will be named the judge on American Idol. Can you believe that?
Really?
I got to give her. I didn't think she was going to do it, but she decided to do it because they asked her before.
Oh, really?
And she turned it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she finally accepted. I was kind of surprised. The lineup will be J-Lo, Steven Tyler, and Randy Jackson, and Kara, what is that, Diagardi? Announced she wasn't coming back last week. Okay, Kara Diagardi isn't coming back next week. But that's cool, though. I'm kind of excited to see how that's going to turn out because she's a very good choreographer. I love
well,
her.
Well, she is.
Yeah.
She knows when it comes to, I mean, I don't really care for her voice per se,
mm-hmm.
but performing, she's good.
Yes.
She is excellent. And
yes,
I think
she would
be a good good person to judge that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And also, Brian McKnight has responded to charges that a rape occurred at his home.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Porn star Elena Evans claims she was raped at the home of Brian McKnight 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and his sons helped to cover it up. I don't believe that. Come on now. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
McKnight was not home at the time, but his sons were with a family friend. Porn star Evans, who admitted she was drunk, I told you I didn't believe it.
mm-hmm.
Who admitted she was drunk, took to Twitter claiming she was raped by the family friend. Okay, That's money here. That sounds like she wants
the
money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She saw it.
An investigation did take place, and according to the police report, a rape did not take place. See, I knew I didn't believe it. McKnight says neither he nor his sons participated in a cover-up and have cooperated with police. McKnight says he agrees with the results of the investigation and that he and his family would never cover up such a serious crime. You go, baby. I don't blame you. I wouldn't go for that either.
He ought to countersue her for defamation of character.
That's right. That's right. And his family, his own kids.
And then, them brought his kids into
there,
too.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad they cooperated and stood strong.
They
had nothing to hide.
Yes.
So why not?
Exactly.
Yes.
And
it's
guess
crazy.
What? We got a birthday bash that went on. Hip-hop Beyonce's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, hip-hop mogul and seemingly loving hubby Jay-Z threw an intimate birthday bash for his now 29-year-old wife Beyonce at Scott Sartiano and Rich Arkiva's soon-to-open Chelsea restaurant.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
The Darby, that's the name of the restaurant. Among the invited guests were Alicia Keys, Serena Williams, Kanye West, and Diddy. Whoa, that was a fun one.
Oh, wow.
So that's all I have on my start.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got a lot of goodies
really
going on.
Out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, Beyonce. You know you got a girl.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
She got skills.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she got skills.
Well, this is kind of on a sad note, not to bring everybody down, but Toni Braxton has lost her Las Vegas home to foreclosure. Sad. And the home is up for sale. Poor thing. And she still owes millions of dollars on it.
And, you know, she has been trying to come up,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she continues to keep her other home that she has. The girl is good. She's got a beautiful voice. I think her finance advisor
or management company.
Yeah, took her money like that. I could have took him and just buried him under the the president's house and just threw away the key.
See, but my thing is, even though you may have an accountant, a business manager, you still need to be on top of your own finances.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I wouldn't have a problem having that because
I think because of that,
I understand that.
Yeah,
but I'm going to stay on top of my
finances. I think because of that, what happened to her, I think she started doing that too.
And it may have been too late, and hopefully she bounces back.
I hope so too.
But you got to pay.
But this with the foreclosed home, this is hitting everybody, not just Braxton.
Yeah.
So hang in there, girlfriend. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and Mel B, if you remember her, one of the Spice Girls.
Scary.
Yes.
Oh, Scary. Let me tell y'all, I saw a little bit of that show last night. I am not impressed.
Okay.
Oh, was it Dance Your Ass Off?
I was not impressed. She's a snooty little heifer.
Oh.
What show are you talking about?
Mel B's reality show.
Oh, I didn't know she had her own reality show.
She's snooty, and I'm not going to talk about her parenting skills, but I do see some improvements could be made. On her parenting skills, but yeah, she's a snooty. She really thinks she's all that, and I was like, "You're not really that attractive."
Oh well, somebody's gonna bust her bubble, don't you? Somebody's gonna bust her bubble.
But
well, I
thought.
Even know.
Well, she claims that we all know that Eddie's the father of her baby, but she said it was a horrible time, and it just hurt her being called a liar. Well, in this reality show,
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
What did it come on?
It came on, it was on, I believe, Saturday night or Friday night. One of the, either Friday or Saturday night.
Is it MTV, VH1?
Yes, yes. Mm. It's,
Or was it on BET?
MTV. No. It was like MTV.
No. Okay.
One of those or VH1. I think MTV, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, come on, Eddie. I ain't going to say Eddie was desperate, but, boy, that must have been some good kvassier.
Hey,
okay.
Get down,
okay. All right. Yes. Anyway, well, Terry McMillan is returning with her latest book, Getting to Happy, which is the long-awaited sequel to Waiting to Exhale.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all remember the characters, it's 15 years later. Remember there was Bernadine. Remember when Bernadine flicked that cigarette?
Yes,
and
honey.
Caught that car on fire. Oh, shoot, she tore it up, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
And then Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Savannah was trying to get the love.
Yes.
You know where to find it. That was Whitney Houston. And then Robin. You know, I ain't really seen her in nothing lately. The actress Lila Roshan.
Something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lila Roshan. I haven't seen her. She's got a couple of kids now, and I wonder if she just, maybe she's taking time off to, you know, be a mother with her kids, spend some time with her children.
Yeah.
And then Gloria, you know, that's my girl, Loretta Devine.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's not looking.
Yeah.
Is he looking? I don't want to turn around.
She was so good for that
she
character.
She was. She was really good.
Yes.
She most certainly was. Well, that's all I have for entertainment news, Miss Bernice.
Okay. What I have next here is our pastor from Florida, that he says that he will not today, not ever, burn the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering about that.
So somebody was getting ready to burn his ass.
You think so?
Please. When the FBI and the U.S. Marshals and whatever other official authorities got through talking to him in Florida,
uh-huh.
They let him know what time it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people have suffered and died from military to citizens here.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to start no mess. They do enough on their own.
That's right.
And we do have Americans here in our country that are terrorists.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
You know,
right.
So... we don't need you to add to it or
mm-hmm.
to start any other stuff. I was like, why don't somebody go down there and slap the taste out of his mouth
mm-hmm.
and have the audacity to call himself a Christian, so-called Christian pastor?
Please.
When did you become judge and jury of the human race? That's
yes.
what I want to know.
Yes, because I had a problem with him trying to judge somebody, and that's not what a Christian is supposed to do.
Well, no, and he's an extremist.
Yes.
Like the extremists of the Muslim religion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those
yes.
extremists do not represent the Muslim religion.
No, they
neither
don't.
Neither does this man. They're extremists in their behavior and their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Because his actions would have brought some serious consequences upon
him. Oh, yeah, because he wanted to burn 200 copies of it.
Oh,
200 copies of the Quran yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it got stopped. But, yeah, 200 copies. So I guess if the Christians stood across the street and burnt 200 copies of the Bible, it wouldn't bother him at all.
I guess not.
Was this a publicity stunt?
I'm thinking it's a publicity stunt for him to get his little 15 minutes of fame.
You know, I really don't. I mean, if it was really that big a deal, why
make it? Because it's not really serving any purpose, really.
Well, it's not. And why make such a big deal? Just do it that day.
Yeah.
And then let the news know about it later on,
mm-hmm.
you know. So my thing was this a publicity stunt? Did he really have intentions of burning it, or was he getting this attention for what? What was the main purpose?
What
of
was
it?
The main purpose?
Exactly. He's SOS enough. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
You know, for the folks who don't know, SOS is stuck on stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, he really was stuck on stupid on that score. I'm just like, where did he come from?
And he did. He really came out of nowhere.
He did. He came out of nowhere with that. And I'm just like, okay, what's up with this?
And we'll move on from him just
mm-hmm.
like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because why is anyone paying attention to this guy? He's not a new version of Billy Graham or even Jerry Falwell.
No.
Mm-mm.
He has not earned no iconic standing. He's not even an entity of a splinter church.
He sure isn't.
With a piddling 30 or 50 followers.
Yeah. Where are his followers at when he said this? That's another
mm-hmm.
thing I didn't notice. I
Why
didn't know his followers
were
standing
asshole?
Behind him.
Mm-hmm.
When he first said, I'm like, wait a minute. Are you out there by yourself? Because I haven't seen no followers
mm-hmm.
to this day.
That's right. We're Sister Mary and Sister John, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're that collection plate. Can we get a couple of stamps?
I guess. Yeah.
Idiots.
Mm-mm.
Crazy.
Because they knew he was an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they weren't going to be a part of it because, I'm telling you, don't think he's not being looked down upon at this point in time.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You know, no. You're embarrassing the state of Florida. You're embarrassing the United States because this went worldwide.
Not only that, he was putting, just like President Obama said, he was putting the American soldiers that were already over
at
there
risk.
At risk.
Hell yes.
You know, and I just, that's why I say,
it's got to be just for his 15 minutes of fame because he wasn't thinking about nobody else.
No, he wasn't. We're trying to end this war, not keep it going.
That's
exactly.
Right. We want to bring our boys home.
Mm-hmm.
And women.
And women.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And the woman, that's
and
right.
Women, don't
yeah.
forget the women.
Mm-hmm.
You know they kill us if we forget them. Don't do that.
Well, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to chime in about Washington State on the state budget.
Okay.
Okay.
Real quick, which will likely go from bad to worse. If you go on the Seattle Times, they have, let's see, the governor's warned at least $500 million in across-the-board cuts will take place this year, and a $3.3 billion budget shortfall projected for the next two fiscal years is expected to swell perhaps dramatically for the same reasons.
Mm.
This has been, let's see, 2 years into the worst economic downturn in generations. A key indicator of how bad things will come this Thursday when the state issues a new forecast for tax collections. Budget writers are bracing for a big drop. It says many cuts were made already, resulting in reduced funding for public schools, big jumps in college tuition, and fewer services for the poor. The legislature approved tax increases worth more than $1 billion over the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't really stated where. No. Then there's no more bailouts from the Congress. We have basically exhausted our state's reserves, and most accounts have been raided.
The middle-income people will not be getting a stimulus package?
No.
Oh.
And folks on the job won't be getting a COLA, so you can zero that out.
Yes.
You can zero that COLA out for 2011. Because we're in the physical budget right now, come November, so. Mm.
Oh, yeah, because they've already said the governor's budget office is already telling union negotiators that state workers will have to pick up increased costs for health care in the next two-year budget.
Oh, my God.
The equivalent workers paying 26% of their health care premiums. Currently, they pay 12%. The state pays 88%.
So they're doubling the state.
Yes. So
part of the part, yeah.
They're hoping this will save the state $268 million over the next 2 years, but it will double the average premium for state workers from $112 to $243.
Damn.
Mm.
Other possible cuts will include eliminating the state's basic health care program, an insurance program for the working poor, the Disability Lifeline Program, formerly known as the General Assistance Unemployable, which provides a temporary safety net for people unable to work because of mental or physical disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The programs are expected to cost more than $490 million combined over the next 2 years.
Wow. Well, hell, I think we need to call Bill Gates.
Well,
we need about $1 billion. This is your state. This is your home.
Yeah, okay. And they're also looking at privatizing liquor stores will also hurt the state economically.
You know, I think that I agree with that because there's no regulation once it gets out of the liquor's, you know, the state's hands.
Well, Brengor says, who has previously cast doubts on the benefits.
You think so?
Yeah, because the liquor comes from federal.
Okay.
They still have to regulate it.
Okay, I was worried about that. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with the state.
Well, because in that way, with the liquor stores, I'd like to see private liquor stores myself, because I wanted to do this years ago when I was married. My ex-husband and I discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, in the South you can, and in California you can.
Right.
But because of the taxes, they make a lot of money off the liquor. And, of course, as you know, the lotto,
mm-hmm.
and the scratch tickets.
Oh, that's right.
So
mm-hmm.
if you put it to the privatized, that means you're only a percentage amount of this money where now, if you walk in there, all of it goes to the
state. All of it goes to the state, but if you do it the other way around, it will be to the stores and the community.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, maybe every store has to have at least $100,000 inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're just a little small business, you maybe only carry 5,000 inventory
mm-hmm.
in your little liquor store.
Right, right.
Okay, well, they ain't going to make the money off of you they would if they had, like, 10 of them $100,000 inventory stores.
Okay.
They got not only liquor out in the store, but also in the back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I
do stuff
there, I know.
I got a head for the business.
Hey, go for it, girlfriend.
That's illegal, though.
Legal.
Okay. We're not. All right.
Well,
you hear what she said? She said legal.
Legal.
All right.
Okay, so what's up with the sports? With the, hey, Seahawks, can I get a whoop whoop? We won today, y'all.
Yes, they did. For the first week, the NFL scores at this time. Seahawks 31, beat the 49ers to 6.
Woo-hoo, Seahawks.
Packers 27, beat the Eagles 20. Mm-hmm. Cardinals 17, Rams 13. Saints 14, beat the Vikings 9.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even read.
You're so upset with the Cowboys. Is that why you can't read?
Oh, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to focus on y'all in this game. I'm just rattled right now. The Titans 38, Raiders 13, Giants took it 31, Panthers 18, Texans 34, beat the Colts 24, Jaguars 24, beat the Broncos 17. Damn. Steelers 15, beat the Falcons 9, and that was actually a good game if anybody got a chance to watch that.
Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, it was good. Dolphins 15, beat the Bills 10, the Bears took it 19, Lions 14, Patriots 38, Bengals 24.
Mm-hmm.
Buccaneers 17, wiped out the Browns to 14, and of course my Cowboys are playing our rivalries as we speak right now, the Redskins on Channel 5, Sunday night.
Hey, don't be messing around. I'm Redskin here. Don't be.
Yeah.
I am a diehard Redskin.
Redskins 3 right now. Dallas 0.
All right, I can live with that for a minute.
My stomach's burning.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
For our for our college football. University of Washington Huskies 41. Syracuse 20. Get out of here.
Go Huskies.
Yeah,
go
they
Huskies.
Won.
Yes, Washington.
They won.
Washington, yeah.
Washington State University 23. Go Cougars. Montana 22. Looks like Auburn took it 17, Mississippi State 14, West Virginia 24, Marshall 21, South Carolina 17 over Georgia 6, Kansas 28 over Georgia Tech 25, Wisconsin 27 over San Jose State 14, Florida 38 over South Florida 14, Nebraska 38 over Idaho 17, Virginia Tech 16 lost to James Madison 21. Oklahoma 47 beat the crap out of Florida State 17. Iowa 35 to Iowa State 7. Iowa State, you guys see anything after the touchdown?
I'm telling you.
Ohio State 36, Miami Florida 24, Utah 38 over UNLV 10. Arkansas. Oh, where my Razorbacks 31 over UL Monroe 7, Alabama 24 over Penn State 3, Oregon 48 over Tennessee 13, Louisiana State 27 over Vanderbilt 3, Texas 34 over Wyoming 7, TCU 62 over Tennessee Tech 7.
Wait a minute.
Go back. Say that again.
62 what? Over 7.
Wow.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
You got a whooping.
I wouldn't even walked off the field. I'd just headed straight to my car. You know what I mean? I'd have just went straight to my car. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Whoa.
No point. Stanford, 35. UCLA, 0. Were you even there?
Wait a minute. Stanford beat UCLA
35-0. Wow.
Sad.
USC 17 over Virginia 14. And those are the college scores for the second week. Wow.
Yes. Those were some good games.
Those were some good games.
Yes.
Starting
indeed.
Off. Yes. Ooh.
And for you music lovers, tonight is the MTV Music Awards.
Woo woo.
Hopefully people win. Now, as we all remember, Kanye West's just ignorant, obnoxious scene, damn near he did take poor Taylor Swift's moment when she won the award. I'm forgetting what she won. Was it music? It was a video award. We know it's a video award. I just can't remember which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
But she won it. Kanye made a scene, said she didn't deserve it, should have been Beyonce's. I mean, just rattled this poor girl.
Right.
So apparently he's wrote a song to have forgiveness. She's apparently also wrote a song something about he can take his sorry and shove it. He wants to just have an opportunity tonight at the Video Music Awards to rectify what he did last year. MTV actually really didn't want him on there. But
yeah, he's not going to live this down.
Well, no, but because he's a headliner and brings ratings, they got him on the show.
That's all.
Yeah.
So, and Chelsea Handler, if anybody's seen her show, comes on ETV, I believe at 10 or 11 o'clock Pacific Western Time. She's the host of this year's
She's fantastic. Yeah,
she is.
She is a riot.
She is just raw.
I'm going to have to watch her.
She is. She's raw.
She is. So she's going to host the MTV Video Music Awards tonight, and she has a couple of pranks she's going to pull on Kanye and Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
So we shall see. But, you know, it's amazing. Even the president, our president, called Kanye West, a jackass for his antics on the MTV Awards last year. I did not know that. But also other performers on the MTV Music Awards, Usher, Linkin Park, Eminem, Drake, Paramore, B.O.B., Florence plus the Machine. So I hope you guys watch it and enjoy it tonight. And my Lady Gaga will be on there, but we'll talk about her in a little bit, too.
Yeah, another day.
Yeah. Also, presenters. You know, Cher's going to be on there tonight as a presenter. So it's Ellen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Katy Perry and the cast of Glee.
Yeah. That's a pretty good show.
I saw it for the first time. That's a pretty good show.
Yeah, it is.
I got to watch that. And if you would like to call in and chime in on the current news as well, the number is area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. And also, let's see if you guys, we all know the New England Patriots quarterback, Tom Brady, was in a car accident last Thursday. And the gentleman who hit him has a long record of driving offenses, according to the Registry of Motor Vehicles. Leguado Rodriguez, I'll just call him Mr. Rodriguez, 21, has a multiple license suspensions for his driving record, which is 7 pages long.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Since 2006, records show his license has been suspended at least 4 times because he's at least 7 surchargeable incidents within 3 years.
What the hell is he doing behind the wheel? Go ahead,
no
girl.
Idea.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Rodriguez also shows that he had 3 seatbelt violations and was caught several times without an inspection sticker or child car seats.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, he's a hot mess.
Total mess.
Yeah, I don't know. But then we also have to go on to something that will probably make people laugh. Called News of the Weird. And if you've ever had a chance to go onto this website, www.newsoftheweird.com, is an excellent website of news around the world that you don't see on your normal local news or CNN or MSNBC or Fox. And it's just stories that make no sense at all. And we'll even start off with a lead story. This is pretty much a lot of stuff that's happened within this past week. The professional training required, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration announced in August that it had a contract work for up to 2,100 language specialists to transcribe wiretaps with immediate needs in the Atlanta field office for 144 Spanish experts, along with 12 for Vietnamese, 9 each for Korean, Farsi, and Ebonics.
Okay.
Ebonics is recognized by some linguists as the non-standard form of English spoken by African Americans.
Well, say that, Shemene.
Well, in an example, as in TH, we will switch to TH and put F, like instead of both B-O-T-H, we say both. B-O-A-F.
Oh, my gosh. Are these words going to go into the Webster's Dictionary?
It better not. But apparently there's an Ebonics Dictionary out there.
Well,
I was like, really? I didn't know
we talk like that, you know. I mean.
Yeah.
I guess that's something like, I guess.
Yeah,
well, what is that? Like, you know, this.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. A valley girl.
Yeah.
You know, so exactly. Well,
mm-hmm.
I guess thank you for trying to understand us. I don't know.
They still don't. That's why they're still adding labels.
Yes, and they never will.
Never will. Never
on
will.
To another story.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Wheeler filed a $12 million lawsuit in August against Prince George's Hospital at Upper Marlboro, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
over its treatment following a June 23rd car accident. He was admitted with serious injuries, but hospital staff mistakenly marked him for next day cancer surgery. When he protested and tried to leave,
oh my
two
God.
Muscular staff security men restrained him,
oh.
dishing out.
Oh, poor thing. Oops. Okay.
Dishing out even more pain. Yelled one, according to the lawsuit, "Get off the floor, bitch."
Get off the floor, bitch. Oh, no.
I don't care what you think. This is my camp. The next day, Wheeler talked his way out and over to he talked his way out and over to St. Mary's Hospital, where he was treated for four broken ribs,
oh my God,
a sprained shoulder, and a ruptured spleen and a concussion.
Poor thing.
You got one dying on the hill.
I was just like,
oh, that is really an oops. Ooh.
Yes, and it's like, come on. And then here's another one. And now they have, well, excuse me, more British local council wisdom. Nottinghamshire County Council recently refused for the third time to issue a disabled parking permit to British Army Corporal John O'Lee, whose right leg was amputated.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
Wait.
He was issued a disabled.
No. They will not issue him a disabled parking permit for the third time.
Oh, my God.
And his right leg is amputated below the knee following an explosion in Iraq.
Oh, my God.
Lee, a staff member, told him he was young and that his situation might get better.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
I'm putting a dot and it's going to get better. That dot ain't going to grow no toes.
I'm telling you.
I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. And then, let's see, more poor multitaskers is what we'll call these people.
Mm-hmm.
A 47-year-old woman accidentally drove a boat off ramp in Sacramento County, California in August and drowned because she was distracted on a cell phone call with her daughter.
Oh, see?
See? That's why y'all need to start using them Bluetooth at all times.
At all times.
And then in Cincinnati in August, Calandra Hamilton, 32, was arrested after a routine traffic stop. Officers said they found Hamilton with her pants unbuttoned, a sex toy in her lap, and a computer playing a video in the passenger seat.
Oh, my God. That heifer couldn't wait to get home.
No, she could not. She had to get it right then and there. Apparently so.
Damn, who was her boyfriend? That big bear guy that lives up in the woods?
It's somebody. I'm like, woo-wee.
Daniel Boone.
Watch out now. Watch
hey, do what you got to do, I
well,
guess.
She wasn't trying to cut no corners, was she?
No, she wasn't.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, and I got a little bit on the bad news. Iconic superstar Tina Turner, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
flew from Europe to California this week on a mission of mercy. Tina, 70, dropped her busy schedule and jetted to Los Angeles after receiving a grim phone call. Her older sister, Aline, 73, was gravely ill. The two had grown up together in Tennessee, wrote songs together, and raised their families within blocks of each other.
Mm.
They remained close throughout the years. Rushing to the hospital in L.A., Tina arrived only hours before her beloved older sister died.
Mm.
Oh.
Thankfully, there was enough time for Tina to say goodbye.
Oh, thank God.
Good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, our prayers definitely go out to Miss Turner and her family.
And all my sympathies, Tina, yes.
Yes, just hold on and keep your courage and your strength. And she's Buddhist, so I'm just going to say you walk by faith, not by sight.
Yep.
Yes, definitely. And then for our you Jersey Shore fans who watched the show last Thursday, Mom Rollins and Mom, this is a show of, I think it's six or seven people, comes on MTV. It's a reality show of Guidos and Guidettes from Jersey. And two of the females, J-Well and Sammy, got into a big fight. Apparently it was a lot worse than what you saw on MTV. If you want to catch the whole entire video, go on radaronline.com, and you can see the whole entire video, and it's pretty nasty.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to check that one out. I missed that one.
And for all you Lady Gaga fans like myself, there's breaking news that she's a fake. Apparently, Lady Gaga has been accused of ripping off a former partner, a poverty-stricken Russian teen who committed suicide at 19.
Oh, my goodness.
The New York Post reported the startling accusations of a Staten Island mother whose daughter, Lena Morgana, recorded with pre-Gaga Stefani Germanata before killing herself. And now the dead teen's mom, Yana, is seeking the rights to release the dozen songs her daughter recorded with Gaga.
Oh, wow.
So apparently a producer had introduced Lena and Lady Gaga to a New Jersey studio hoping to sign Lena and Stephanie, doing them as a duo group, but it didn't work. So in October 2008, Lena jumped to her death from a rooftop of a 10-story hotel on Staten Island.
Oh, wow.
And a few months, a month later, Stefani turned into Lady Gaga, taking the world by storm. And apparently her look, Lena's mother, Yana, is saying that's her daughter's style, so... It's a lawsuit that's in the works.
Sure is. Wow.
We'll see. Yeah.
I don't see how she can. She's not a friend. She's going to do that.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
not
know.
A friend.
I've never even heard about this person.
I
but, you know, who knows?
Wait till we
but
see.
But that's weird, okay? That's some weird stuff.
Well, they
well,
also
it was reported
say,
on the New York Post, though, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on the New York Post. But it also says that Lena's mother, Yana, wants the world to know that Gaga likes to acknowledge the fact that she has a dark, poverty-stricken background, but the mother says no, it's all a lie, that she actually comes from a privileged household and actually went to school with Nikki Hilton.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Now, you know Nikki Hilton went to the best of best, don't you?
Yeah, so it's like, oh, okay, so I don't know, Lady Gaga may be faking.
It could be.
Who knows?
Yeah. It'll come out.
Yes,
yeah.
It's come
It'll
out.
Be like, who was them two guys from England? It was Lip Tegan?
Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
It took the world by storm.
And one of them killed himself behind it.
Mm-hmm. And here we go again with Mike Tyson.
Oh, here's homeboy. I heard her from my homeboy. So much. What's happening, Mike?
He's about to be an octo dad.
How you doing, How you doing, Stephanie? Yeah, I'm here. I'm out down for a minute, but I'm back. Okay, go ahead. What
well,
you got
to say?
Stop
a day. He's about to be an octodad. Broke boxing legend Mike Tyson is about to tie Mel Gibson and become a father for the eighth time. RadioOnline.com reports that a year after the horrific death of his four-year-old daughter, boxer Mike Tyson, 44, is expecting his eighth child. Tyson's third wife, Lakia Spicer, 32, is 5 months pregnant. Lakia and Mike are expecting a baby boy, a source close to the ex-heavyweight champion said. The child will be Tyson's first after the shocking death of his four-year-old daughter.
Exodus.
Is that it? Exodus? Okay, who died in May 2009 after a tragic accident. Tyson wed Lakia 10 days later in a private ceremony at the Las Vegas Hilton Hotel in May. Mike admitted he was broken, living paycheck to paycheck.
That's what they said he was doing. He was living from paycheck to paycheck. Because them females got his money wrapped up.
Yes, indeed.
He's in debt, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He owes millions to the government.
Yeah,
too.
That's
back
what I thought. Yeah.
But he ain't made no money to even pay the government.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
And then his child support payments. I mean, Mike just, he don't have money, period. Even if he got it, he don't have it.
Well, I know he did a documentary about himself. Now, how much money he made off of that, I don't know, because I believe it's You can go on to, if you have a cable and have an independent channel, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know.
I don't understand how when these boxers and different athletes have millions and millions of dollars, why don't you cash your shit out?
Yeah.
When you buy a house and mm-hmm. cars and the furniture, you're in the millions. Why don't you cash that out so if things do get bad in your life, you got a home to go to.
Hello.
You got a car to drive. You got furniture in your house.
They are so busy trying to be in front of that camera, they don't have time to take care of business.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And when they want somebody else to do the business for them, that's when they get burned.
Well, yeah, like Shaw said earlier,
exactly.
You know, Tony Braxton,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you were saying, you know,
mm-hmm.
cover their money.
Right.
But I'm like, what?
They're not thinking about that.
No.
I'm not going to keep seeing hundreds of thousands or millions dwindling out of my account.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, something ain't right here.
Right.
At what
right.
point do you start observing your money?
Right.
Now, I like a Snoop Dogg
mm-hmm.
analogy.
Yeah.
I keep my money on my mind and
that's
my mind
right.
on my money.
And my mind on my money. And that's the way you're supposed to do.
Thank you.
And, see, and none of them have, they have made all of this money, but I haven't heard anything about any of them setting money aside for a rainy day.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Or even for old age. They think they're going to live forever.
They
think they're going to make all this money forever. You know what I'm saying?
I think they're going to be dropping records for the
yeah.
rest of their lives.
Yeah,
look at Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm.
When the last time you heard her put out something?
And she's talented.
Yes,
yes she
she's
is.
Talented.
She's very
talented.
She, but you know what? Everything goes through a season and a reason
mm-hmm.
and a fad. At
yes.
her time, she was popular as hell. Now you got Beyonce. I mean, look who she's got to go up against now,
mm-hmm.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
And some others that are doing more than just where she just come out and sing. You got women dancing, throwing themselves around stage,
mm-hmm.
playing the piano,
yep.
guitar.
Mm-hmm.
They're more talented now
yep.
than just
yes.
picking up a mic.
Yep. Yep. Yep, which also means more money for them.
Yeah,
but then
exactly.
at the same time, like Alicia Keys and Beyonce, they have wardrobe, you know, they have become fashion designers. Like Beyonce have her own fashion design.
Yep. Sure
you know
does.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what Alicia Keys is doing, but I know she's doing something outside of that, too, to have that backup.
Yeah, she is.
You
and
know.
She does. I think she has the wardrobe that she does, you know, the hair coloring.
Right, right.
Commercials and stuff.
Who's that,
like
Alicia?
That.
Yeah, Alicia Keys.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Beyonce. Alicia Keys.
Beyonce got a whole bunch of different things going. I agree with you on that. She got hair stuff and perfumes. And
she got a clothing line with her mom, because, you know,
yeah.
her mom got that clothing
yeah.
line. I think she's
oh, yeah.
part
mm-hmm.
over in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you were talking about Alicia Keys. I'm not sure
yeah.
what Alicia Keys.
I know
she does a lot of non-profit stuff. She
yeah.
really does a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
But she may have stuff out here.
I hope she does, because the fellas ain't doing too hot.
Well, no, but you know, she's always wrote music.
Mm-hmm.
She always produces music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's always going to have a career.
Yeah, she's a writer, producer, singer, slash.
And she is
yeah.
with the, a good person to
yeah.
take that on to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she is. I mean, whew. Go ahead. Now, Aretha Franklin.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
boy. You know, we hang in there for our queen of soul. She
mm-hmm.
just, she worries us sometimes, but Aretha wants Halle Berry to portray her in her biopic. Aretha Franklin wants Halle Berry to show her some R-E-S-P-C-T and sign on to portray a younger
mm-hmm.
version of the Queen of Soul in an upcoming biopic.
Hmm.
The 68-year-old singer legend sent out a press release this week revealing her choices for Hollywood stars to play top roles in a planned film about her life and career. Besides Berry, Franklin says she wants another Academy Award winner, Denzel Washington, to play her father, the late C.L. Franklin, a prominent Baptist minister and civil rights leader in Detroit. Her wish list also includes Academy Award nominee Terrence Howard and Motown star Smokey Robinson. Let's see. The movie for which Franklin says she'll be reviewing the script next week will be based on her autobiography, Aretha, From These Roots, a bestseller a decade ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, piqued my interest. I want to see that one.
Yes, the statement says Washington, for one, was very interested in the role, and Franklin also had a very positive response from her in-person conversations with Terrence Howard and others.
Good.
Her biggest hits, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Ain't a Fool, Freeway of Love, and PCT.
You know, that's right, girlfriend. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. I can't wait to see that myself.
Then we got Michael Jackson's alleged love child told to beat it.
I knew that was coming.
A woman alleging she is Michael Jackson's illegitimate love child has had her legal bid to lay claim to the King of Pop's fortune shot down by a Los Angeles judge. I am not sure how to pronounce this child's name. Massini Petit Jackson, who lives in the Netherlands, filed court papers in Los Angeles County Superior Court in July, asking a judge for permission to conduct a DNA test to prove her paternity claim. In her legal documents, Petit Jackson stated she was a daughter of Diana Ross. Sister Deborah Ross Lee.
Oh, come on.
She also claimed to be the result of a 1975 fling when Jackson was 17. However, her paternity claim was thrown into doubt when Ross Lee spoke out to deny the claims, insisting Petit Jackson was delusional and had made up the bizarre story because she had never even met the late superstar.
I haven't even heard him going up there.
No.
I've never heard of him going up there, not at that age.
No.
Because they kept them under tight range, you know, because especially with Dad Joe, you know, he didn't let them do nothing.
No, and a judge ruled against Petit Jackson during a hearing on Tuesday, September 7th, and her case was thrown out of court, according to the TMZ. The thriller hitmaker died in June 2009. So, you know, somebody had to come forward and make a claim.
Yeah.
Say, that's my dad. I know him.
Yeah.
If you would like to call in and chime in on today's topics, the number is area code 646-727-2914. Again, the number is 646-727-2914.
All right. Okay. Are we going to talk about Will Smith's daughter and her new song, Whip My Hair?
Yeah, I heard it today.
Did you hear it? Up on my Facebook
site. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was, Will Smith and his family. Was on Oprah yesterday about that. They were talking about that on Oprah. I'm like, it was one of the old shows, and I'm like, okay.
Well, people are questioning, you know, is she too young to have a song out at this age?
See, this is me. She's 9 years old, and that was my question on Facebook. Is she growing up too fast?
Yeah.
You know, because the hair and all that, I mean... That's okay. You know, you got Hollywood parents. I don't see it myself.
Right.
You're too young to be shaving your hair, keeping hair on your head. You know, I saw last night on some show some little white girls. Now, they're shaving their hair just like hers.
Oh, my God.
Well, they actually kind of been doing that because that's kind of been a...
But her song, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's suitable for a 9-year-old child, but, you know, Jay-Z is the one that signed her, so...
Where did you hear that?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
You can
pretty much see it anywhere.
Okay.
What was I going to say? I was going to say, I believe that Will Smith is trying to build a legacy like the Rockefellers and who's the girl that was in Charlie's Angels, the Barrymores?
Drew Barrymore.
Legacy. And that's beautiful, and I think that's neat, but still in its time and its place.
Right, because I think she's going to come into her own, and she's going to grow away from that.
Yeah, now for the boy, Jaden, that was okay when he did the young, what was that show? The
Karate Kid?
Yeah, the Karate Kid. That was
okay.
That was good for him.
Yeah.
He got a little mannish in some of his interviews, but I'll just take that as you learn
right.
as you go along, out of speak or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for her at 9, it's like you need to just be enjoying right now.
Yeah, because right now they're not enjoying their childhood. I'm sorry.
Well, they could because they could be having them homeschooled. They could be being tutored privately.
That's possible.
But not interacting with kids at a private school, you know, I don't know. But, you know, his son goes to the oldest one. He goes to a private school because he plays football.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I listen to him, like I said, for kids. Yeah, it's cute. But any other time, I mean, I'm just not feeling it. You know,
well, and then, too, I thought that Will Smith had political aspirations down the line. I really did, you know, and I was thinking like, hmm.
You know, I was getting a whiff of that.
Yeah.
Not too,
by the time he's 40, he's
mm-hmm.
got quite a few years yet, but by the
mm-hmm.
time he's 40, and I'm thinking.
I was getting a little whiff of that, yeah.
You know, your dad ain't literally up too fast
mm-hmm.
to be, but, you know, you're the parents, and I know they're doing a good job. I'm sure they're excellent parents.
Yeah, they're doing a real good job.
You know, I'm just an old school
mm-hmm.
yeah.
person myself.
Yeah, don't mind us too much. We're just old folks.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
We're just
the
old folks, you know,
young.
From old school, you know. This new generation, what do we got to do? We got to be able to change. You know,
yeah.
we've got to go with the changes.
Mm-hmm. A child
so we be
a
flexible.
Child.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, and that's the thing.
Whether you're in a fed child, fed child.
And that's the thing, you know, you want to encourage your children, you know, to become something. But also at the same time, remember they are a child.
Yes.
And to enjoy your youth because it's gone so fast,
mm-hmm.
you look back, what did I miss? You know,
mm-hmm.
what didn't I do? Did I push you too hard? Did I push you too fast?
Yeah, you don't
that's
want to
right,
have any
because,
kind of regrets like that. I understand they
want
to make sure that they're, you know, they can take care of themselves, but I agree with you, Chabonet, that they need to allow those kids that.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you move up too fast, like you say, which I still believe to this day that was part of Michael Jackson's problem. He never got to be a kid.
None of them did.
And he, yeah, but
none of them did.
It affected him, I think, more so than
more
Michael.
Than,
that's
yes.
why he wanted to live as a child.
Mm-hmm. He yeah, wanted to
know.
Live his childhood.
Exactly.
That's why I was shocked when they were talking about, what, you're going to sell Never Neverland? Oh, you better not.
Yeah.
You know, I was shocked when I heard that, and they didn't. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Because they don't need to sell that. I mean, that's his legacy right there.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
it is. Because
mm-hmm.
that's who he was, you
yeah.
know. And hopefully, at the same time, there's not a lot of bad memories that they need to, you know, erase.
Mm-hmm. They could turn it into like a museum
mm-hmm.
and have it where people could come in and visit and see the rides
right.
and animals and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
They did, what is that, Elvis Presley's house that way?
Yeah, they did. What is it, Graceland?
Graceland,
yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turned it into a museum.
They just turned
yeah.
it into a museum. People go and see it and see it. And he's the pop singer, so.
Yeah.
You know?
Know?
Why can't it be room for two? Or maybe 16.
yeah, thanks.
You know what I'm saying? The world's big enough.
and make it work.
Yay.
I'm here, you make it work.
That's right.
I got to give a little couple of local news, though, real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, we know how the area of Belltown is. Now,
oh,
most people, if you're not familiar with Washington State, Belltown is in downtown Seattle, and it's a strip of bars that people go to and frequent on Fridays. Well, Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, sometimes Sundays, too, depending on sports season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fairly a nice neighborhood, but lately it's just been popping off, as the youth says, with just violence. People either fighting, people shooting, people stabbing, your drug heads, getting into it with the police. It's just been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, a 27-year-old man was booked in the King County Jail early Sunday morning after Seattle police said he fired a gunshot into the air. According to the police, officers working the Belltown Safe Streets detail heard a gunshot near First Ave and Lenore Street just after 1 a.m.
Mm.
A witness told officers he saw a man fire a gunshot into the air near an alley in the 100 block of Lenore Street. The witness said the man then put the handgun into his waistband and walked north on First Ave.
Now, that's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
The witness pointed out the suspect who was walking with another man. Officers stopped the two men at First Avenue and Blanchard Street and found both were carrying .40 caliber handguns. Each man had a valid concealed weapons permit, police said. Police arrested the man who fired the gunshot for suspicion of discharging a firearm. Officers found a spent casing in the alley in the 100 block of Lenore Street.
Now, that's really stupid. What is that about?
Makes no sense whatsoever.
They should have been arrested.
And for all you climbers, because we know the weather's getting ready to change,
mm-hmm.
and people like to camp and hike and bike in the snow in these crazy weathers
mm-hmm.
in Seattle or Washington.
I'm not. I'm staying at home.
Well, the climbers might be unhappy about the proposed Rainier fee increases. Mountain climbers aren't happy about a National Park Service proposal to boost the cost of a permit to climb Mount Rainier by 2/3 and for Alaska's Mount McKinley by 250%.
Good Lord.
Wow.
So basically the annual fee for climbing, for the Rainier climbing pass will be decreased from $30 to as much as $50.
Wow.
And if you wanted to climb Mount Kinley in Alaska's Denali National Park, the cost will range from $200 to $500.
Wow.
Baby, we're going to work this ledge.
Yes, adding that, this might decline people from climbing this year. Because who, I'm sorry, I'm not paying $200, first of all, to climb nowhere. But I'm not going to pay $500 either.
You're just going up in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I mean, although you can get up so high, there are some beautiful areas, but.
Going to pay $200 to $500 just to climb a rock?
Wait a minute. Do you remember how many people last year got lost off the different mountains around
here?
Yeah,
and slipped off and fell into valleys and stuff.
What did it need to take for people to get a grip? Like, you saw four people that died already climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Exactly. And yet they keep going out there over and over and over.
Yeah, they do. And I don't know why they will not stop. Well, it's just in their blood, I guess. I said, well, honey, change your blood to a different color or something because it's not working.
Thank you. Exactly.
It's not working.
Oh, it's a shame. It is a shame. And I got one more police funny story to tell, at least on a good note.
Okay.
In March, four NYPD officers acting on a department intelligence went to the home of Walter and Rose Martin in Brooklyn, New York, looking for a suspect and broke a window as they worked their way inside. The Martins, retired and in their 80s, were clean, and a police spokesman later admitted the officers had wrongly visited or raided the Martins' home more than 50 times.
What?
In 2002 because of a stubborn computer glitch.
I heard
Yay.
About that.
When the software was originally installed, operators tested it by mindlessly typing in a random address, but that happened to be the Martins' house. And thus the visits and raids began.
Oh, my.
The Martins say they have been assured several times that the problem had been corrected.
Yes, they have.
But evidently their address has wormed its way deep into the system.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'd be ready for them. Next time they come in, as soon as they bust through the door, I say, it's the man you want to hit. Come on. you keep coming in here, you know, breaking in on us, and we're not doing anything.
I bet you they'll clean up that computer glitch, man.
Thank you. And that's what I'm saying. How do you keep breaking into the same house? These are 80-year-old people. What is wrong with you guys?
Yes.
You know, you're giving these people a heart attack.
That's what I was going to say. You know what? They want that property that they're on. That's what it is. They want the property that those people are sitting on.
I don't know.
Well, we got like 3 minutes left, so I'm going to give these two other stories real quick.
Okay.
One, again, these are about bad multitaskers. Driver Brian Parslow, 19, injured himself and three passengers when he crashed into a tree near Woodland, New York in May. He was playing Hold Your Breath with the others and passed out.
Oh, man. Now, that was stupid. That was stupid.
What was he thinking?
Hold your breath and just, well, I know you won't breath. Do that no more, huh?
Just an ass. I mean, what is he wrong?
Stupid ass. Oh, what was he thinking?
Thank you. And then, well, here's another one. On the other hand, Amanda Bryant, 29, is such an excellent multitasker that she was able to drive herself to the hospital in Minnesota in May while giving birth. Her husband was in the front seat, but he's seizure-prone, so he was not able to drive. The child emerged just as Amanda pulled into the hospital parking lot. He just slid out.
Oh,
it wasn't
He just slid out.
Having the baby?
She was driving, having the baby. Her husband couldn't drive because he has seizures.
Yes.
So he couldn't drive. So
damn, what kind of support is that?
None.
He on the floor kicking and going.
Yes. No support. None. Zero.
Exactly.
Oh. She loved the challenge.
She was strong. She was strong.
Yes.
Because, honey, I would have slipped out,
he'd
okay?
He popping that pill morning, noon, and night just in case that hospital runs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
Oh, my God.
That's like having a man take you to the hospital having a heart attack.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is scary.
So, yeah, that was the last couple stories I had to give.
Wow. Okay. Well, we really had a good night tonight. I just enjoyed it. I mean, the news was great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let everybody know, be sure and call in next Sunday. We're going to have an excellent show. It's Gloria and Mac, and there are a couple that have done excellently in their business as a couple, and they've survived through many tragedies and up and downs and have made it through with a legacy for their family. So I will be interviewing them next Sunday and speaking to them about their business and how it has challenged and also changed them both. As always, I thank Bernice, my co-host, and, of course, the sheriff who brought the news. Yay, yay. And, again, happy birthday to Bernice.
Thank
and
you.
She's going to have a good birthday, y'all. Don't worry about it. We'll tell you about it next Sunday.
Maybe.
We say maybe.
She said
we
maybe.
Ain't all hungover.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Too hungover.
And I thank you again for listening to Blog Talk Radio. This is Linus, and the show is Talk to Me. See you next Sunday.